Here we go. Friday morning, the last day of July, believe it or not. Well, it's hard to believe. Time, you know, with these strange times we're living through, Freddie Kiger, time just keeps on slipping. Immediately, Steve Miller came to mind for me. It's hard to remember what day it is sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Time is on our side. Chambers Brothers.
Yeah. Well, time. Yeah.
And time is on our side, Rolling Stones.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, what kind of timely question do you have for us this morning?
Well, again, I think you're going to like this because it's going to smack of a little rock and roll. We're going to do more song characters.
Oh, good. I love it.
Okay, you ready? Here we go. This time, according to the lyric, what was seen drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's? And his hair was perfect.
Perfect. I knew you were going to say that.
What was seen, according to the lyric in the song, drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
And that's a great song, too. Hey, thank you for the question, Freddie. We're going to open up the phone line right now at 919-929-9245. That's WCHL for short. And, Freddie, what do they win?
They're going to win, Ron, a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, where let's go.
That's what they always say. Thanks very much.
Start your day the right way with the award-winning Ron Stutz. He's been waking up Chapel Hill for over 40 years. Tune in weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
All you've got to do when you wake up in the morning is join us at 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and you will always know what's happening in our community. All your coronavirus information and everything else to get your day started. 97.9 The Hill. This is Ron Stutz. I'll see you on the radio. Well, Freddie, you said he was spotted drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and we have to be talking about a werewolf, and that's Werewolves of London with Warren Zevon.
That is absolutely correct. It would be a werewolf from London.
Yeah.
And it was, the song, of course, was by Warren Zevon. It was released January 18th, 1978. And you'll like this. John McVie and Mick Fleetwood were respectively on bass and drums for the recording session at the Sound Factory.
I remember that. That's a great rhythm section, by the way. Those two guys have been playing together a long time.
Oh, yeah. Bass and drums are absolutely musically linked. They hold it all together.
Yeah. And a great tune from Warren Zevon. Freddie, thanks very much for pointing that out to us on the last day of July. My goodness.
Everybody have a great weekend. Stay cool and say rabbit, rabbit tomorrow when you get up.
And talk to you first thing in the morning on Monday.